Welcome, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to unpack something, well, pretty complex. It's the Make America Great Again, or, you know, the mega movement stance on the recent Israel-Iran conflict. It might look like a solid block from the outside, but there are some real divisions in there.
That's exactly right. And this deep dive, what we want to do is shed some light on that core tension. You've got the America First sort of non-interventionist idea clashing, really, with strong pro-Israel feelings. We've looked at reports, public statements, even some recent polling data to help you, the listener, get a handle on this.
Okay, so let's set the scene first. The recent flare-up in the Middle East. On June 12th, Israel launched Operation Rising Lion. Big operation. Targeted Iran's nuclear program infrastructure. We're talking over 200 aircraft, hundreds of munitions, 100 targets. Prime Minister Netanyahu claimed it pushed Iran's nuclear program back a very, very long time.
And Iran didn't wait long to hit back. Over 100 drones, more than 370 missiles launched in retaliation. The international reaction was pretty swift. You had UN experts calling Israel's attacks a flagrant violation of international law. Lots of calls to de-escalate.
Right. And against all that, Donald Trump's position. It wasn't exactly simple, was it?
Oh, not at all.
Our sources suggest he actually preferred a diplomatic route, had apparently talked Netanyahu out of an attack before this. And after Rising Lion, he announced this two-week delay for any U.S. military involvement. Looked like a pause for diplomacy.
Yeah, but then you had the rhetoric, which was pretty aggressive. He stated very clearly, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, caps and all. Even pushed Iran to just do IT, make a deal, basically.
And he wasn't keen on stopping Israel either.
No, he said he wouldn't ask Israel to halt strikes when it's winning. And he even hinted, you know, that maybe U.S. bunker buster bombs might be needed for places like Fordo, that underground nuclear site.
Though he did say no U.S. grown troops.
Correct. He was clear on that point. No boots on the ground directly involved.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting, I think. This conflict really seems to have exposed a rift, maybe even a schism, inside the mega movement. That core tension, America first versus intervention. How do they square that?
Exactly. It's a real tug of war. On one side, you have the non-interventionists. Their focus is clear. Domestic issues first. Avoid these endless wars. There's also maybe a generational thing here. Younger conservatives seem particularly worried about getting dragged into another long conflict.
And you see figures really pushing this. Tucker Carlson, for instance, he argued a war with Iran offers nothing to the U.S. Famously said, drop Israel, let them fight their own wars. Pretty blunt.
Very blunt.
Steve Bannon also urged caution, criticized what he saw as pure propaganda, trying to push the U.S. towards war.
Right. Then on the other side, you have the very pro-Israel, more hawkish wing. Mm-hmm. For them, Iran is an existential threat. They believe decisive U.S. support is absolutely necessary.
Like Senator Ted Cruz, he supports limited strikes. He even cites Genesis 12.3, I will bless those who bless you, as a, quote, personal motivation.
And Mark Levin was quite forceful, too, arguing that abandoning Israel isn't mega at all. It's just isolationist.
It's fascinating how much Christian Zionism plays into this, isn't it?
Oh, profoundly. It's a really significant factor, especially among evangelicals. They often interpret the modern state of Israel as fulfilling biblical prophecy. That Genesis verse comes up a lot.
And groups like Christians United for Israel, CUFI, they're influential, seen by some as a pro-war bloc.
Yeah, and this can lead to what some call an apocalyptic anticipation, viewing the conflict through a prophetic lens, which, critics argue, creates a kind of theological loophole, justifying actions based on interpretation rather than just, say, politics or ethics.
But it's not monolithic, right? There are Christian voices pushing back. Publications like Word and Way are critical, talking about the misapplication and distortion of scripture to back violence.
Absolutely. And that ties into a really significant shift we're seeing, particularly among younger evangelicals, ages 18 to 29. Support for Israel among that group, it dropped dramatically. From 75% in 2018 down to just 34% by 2021.
Wow, that's a huge drop.
It is. And reports suggest it's driven by a sense of moral clarity, a rejection of what they call a false gospel of empire, this idea of using American power, maybe under a religious banner, to dominate.
So let's connect this to the wider public. What does the polling show?
Well, a June 2025 Fox News poll gives us a snapshot.
It found voters are pretty split on Israel strikes. About half approve, 49%, and almost half, 46%, disapprove.
But drill down into Republicans, and it's much higher approval, 73%.
Okay, so strong support there.
Yes. But here's the interesting counterpoint. A majority of all voters, 59%, think the strikes actually make the world more dangerous. and that includes nearly 4 out of 10 Republicans, 36%. So even within the GOP, there's significant unease about the risk.
So division even within the party that shows the most support.
Exactly. Although, concern about Iran getting a nuclear weapon, that's very high across the board. 78% are worried about that.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener? We've seen this conflict really pull back the curtain on these complex, sometimes contradictory threads inside the mega movement, a real internal paradox.
Precisely. This deep dive into the sources, it really highlights this fascinating struggle, core principles bumping up against very strong commitments. So the question we leave you with is this. How will these internal fault lines, these deep ideological, theological, even generational splits, ultimately shape America's path forward in foreign policy, especially in such a complex world? Definitely something to mull over.